Hello. I am sitting on the couch here in my living room. Behind me is the window and a hurricane going by. Basically, we have south winds and our town, because we're, you know, we have the big mountain behind us and the way the valley funnels and everything, it just sometimes it feels like it's going to blow the windows through the house. It's crazy windy. I went walking a little while ago, and when I came back to towards town against the wind, sometimes it was like, whoa, I couldn't walk forward. I could hardly stand still. But anyway, okay, so yesterday we had a great, great morning service. We had a single service because of the rampage of COVID around. We kept it to a simple Christmas service, in which I sort of focused on the five main characters or groups of characters in the nativity story. And so for the shepherds, for the wise men, for Joseph and Mary, who else, the angels, and for the Lord Jesus, then we put up the name, the category, and then we heard scriptures read by one of our men. And then we sang a song that sort of focused on that particular theme. And then we had testimonies, and I asked my coworkers to give testimonies. So just brief testimonies of gratefulness to God or whatever. And that's something that our people rarely hear, you know, from us. So the Dodgins, the Alvarez, Mimi, Danny, and so forth. And so that went very well. We have, of course, Dad Allen with us, and the Dodgins had family members in. We were relatively low, and so a number of families were watching online, because so many people either have COVID, somebody with COVID real close to them, or have in contact with somebody who might have it, and they're waiting for results, and you name it. We must have had, there must have been 25 regular people not there. So that put a dent in the in-person services, but not a dent in the atmosphere or the spirit at all. So that went well. And then, of course, Dad is here. So we've decided to do this fireside chat thing, which we're, Lord willing, going to do in about an hour and a half or so. We'll do our first session on YouTube live, and yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, and hopefully won't have any issues with the recording itself or the live session itself, like I had at the wedding, where it blipped and skipped a number of parts of the wedding, important parts of the wedding, special music and so forth. And I'm guessing it was simply because the walls outside that little chapel were 8 feet thick, you know, from the old castle. So anyway, we don't have walls that thick here, so I'm hoping it'll go fine. And looking forward to that. Maybe see when we do it again. We might do several of them. And so that link that I sent you yesterday is the live link, should work, and then after that it receives a permanent link. Then let me see, on our trip back from the wedding, Mark and Andrea's wedding, the next day we took off at 4 a.m. I can't remember if I've given any of this, but we took off 4 a.m. for the Madrid airport to drop off Rachel and her three girls and Becky, and they had a nightmare, issues at the airport and the flight and all that, but finally made it home, praise the Lord, safe and sound, right before all of the cancellations kicked in. And while we were driving home from there, I got a call from Vicente, who is the gentleman head of forestry and lands in our province. And, you know, as far as I know, he's as high as they go. And he's the man that dealt with us 16 years ago when we had the huge landslide before, and treated us very well. We were very patient, you know, with them and with the whole situation. And he was extremely grateful for that. And he remembered me. He remembered us very well. And he sent an apology letter back then after it was all done. And it was just a gentleman. And he said, you know, he's on vacation now, but if we could wait again a little bit into January sometime, he's going to, you know, he'll come out with some professionals and assess the situation and figure out what in the world can be done with those who knows how many tons of mud and rock and trees and our fences, barbed wire, all intertwined with all of that junk. So, but I know he will do whatever he can and he will work to get us a solution. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure we're not going to, well, I know we can't do the intensive institute there. It would be absolutely impossible. And so I don't know if we're going to postpone it. Joe Boker, who's on this broadcast, I haven't called him yet. We haven't made a final call on it, if we want to do it at church or what. But at this point, you know, they're calling for no reunions of any kind. They're saying, please don't be with more than 10 people at a time and so forth. So we'll see. I'm not sure what will happen, but with the institute. But anyway, so then today I also went. Some of you will remember the farmhouse man at the curve that I used to walk to, and for years I've given him. He would give me a lot of fruit from his trees, but then established a friendship with him. His name is Juan Mari, and would give him literature, and I gave him my book, Inner Peace book, and every year we've given them a banana bread that Mimi makes with chocolate chips in it, and they absolutely love it. Well, I went by today to give them the banana bread and two of the Gospel of John study books that we published a few months ago, David and I. And he wasn't there, but his wife, Hema, was. I haven't seen her in a couple of years. I've seen him a number of times, but not her. And she was so friendly. Stood out. We just talked. Updated each other on, you know, the different COVID things, people and whatever. And she was in no hurry to get back in the house. And when she saw me pull out the banana bread wrapped in some tin foil, I guess you'd call it aluminum foil, she said, "The bizcocho." She knew exactly what it was. And they've always said they loved it. So anyway, that I thought that was an excellent visit again, and I'll go by at some point here soon to see Juan Mari too. But I never walk there anymore, so I rarely go there. Their road and their house is way out of the way for normal driving. So, but that was good. And I went to our mechanics because the car mechanic has a pretty large shop with several workers and secretaries and so forth. And I was going by today to give him a banana bread as well, which I've done in the past, and the other books, but also going to give him as many Gospel of John study books as he had workers in his business at the mechanic's shop. He has a big place, but he was closed until the 2nd of January, so we'll wait on that one. And then I went up today and crossed the mudslide and got some video, which I'm going to put together as a kind of a mudslide update. And I don't know when I'll get that done, hopefully soon. And I'll share the link and you can watch it if you're interested. It ends up showing the mudslide from three different angles and maybe give a better idea of what it is, what it looks like for those who can't actually see it in person. So, okay, this has gone long. I would love to have some of you join us in a little over an hour, but I know it's middle of the afternoon. Most people are busy at work and so forth, so it may not happen. But at any rate, you'll be able to watch later and listen to Dad and hear some of the things he shares. Thank you very much for your prayers and your communication, and hope you all have a great day and a great week. God bless you.